you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. Reading from a poster that I have in front of me. Free Wellness Workshops. Wellness Workshops and Wellness Walks with Dr. Alex Zachariah, MD, and Dr. Jim Painter, PhD, RD. Interested? Visit greatnewsradio.org, stop by the Great News Radio Center, Unit 112, or call 217-367-7777. Dr. Zachariah and Dr. Painter will be teaching health principles based on their three books, Let's Move Mindfully, Let's Breathe Mindfully, and Let's Eat Mindfully, available for $10 at the Great News Radio Center, Unit 112, Lincoln Square. A little caveat here is, I guess, Dr. Painter, your book's like $6.95, about $7, and yep. Dr. Zachariah, your three-package deal is $10, so I'll have to fix this little poster there and make mention of that. The wellness workshops will introduce participants to numerous mindful practices of movement, breathing, eating, and how to maximize a Great News Radio wellness walk. That was my addition to this poster, because we're going to have these Great News Radio wellness walks. In fact, we'll have different walks. We'll have the Scripture Memory Walk, the Fruit of the Spirit Walk, the Walk to Emmaus, or some other different unique walks.
Psalm 23 Walk.
The Psalm 23 Walk.
And the Fruit of the Spirit, and the other Scriptures.
Yeah, we'll have some other.
John 3:16.
So the John 3:16 walk. Yeah, all right, and we'll have morning walks, afternoon walks, but all after you attend a free wellness workshop. And we now have more information at our website, greatnewsradio.org, how you can sign up, and then you can pick whether you want to do a morning workshop or an afternoon workshop. We'll have different times and different days of the week. But I'm encouraging all the pilgrims that are going to be on my upcoming trip to Israel that they participate in a wellness workshop, and then we take them through some wellness walks in preparation for our trip to the Holy Land. So that's going to be kind of fun. And then this poster goes on to say, you can hear Dr. Zachariah, breathing and movement, and Dr. Jim Painter, nutrition, Tuesday at 7:32 a.m. and the 7:32 p.m. re-airing on Great News Radio's Wellness Tuesday. So here we are. It's another Tuesday. Thank you for joining me. Dr. Jim Painter lives locally here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. When he's not in Texas or traveling the world or throughout the United States talking about nutrition, eating well, and encouraging people from all walks of life to be mindful of what they're putting into their bodies, portion size, and a lot of other things that we'll talk a little about today. And then Dr. Zachariah, who is the author of these two books in front of me, Let's Breathe Mindfully and Let's Move Mindfully. And the unique thing with purchasing this three-pack for the $10 is you're not just getting books or resources, you're getting admission into these free wellness workshops. And you kind of take it to heart that you're not trying to sell books, you're trying to promote wellness, and you really want them to attend the free wellness workshop just so they can not only put into practice what they're reading about, but they can see firsthand how to do it, how to breathe, and then these wellness walks will be an outgrowth of these wellness workshops.
Yes, the wellness walk will also include Lord's Prayer walk. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 23, how many times we do that, so forth and so on.
And you've been really helping us all be mindful of breathing, the importance of taking breaths, slowing down our breaths, reducing the number of breaths we take in a minute. Because an average person is like 12 to 18, I think.
12 to 18. And the number of breaths you take also tells you how long you live. So some of the creatures, the living creatures that we know, the slower the breaths they take per minute, longer they live. Wow. And you have this turtle and blue whale, which breathes 4 times a minute, while the human is 12 to 18. But in this book, we would be able to slow down our breathing to 6, 4, really comfortable 8. 864. Anyway, these things we'll describe and how it can be done.
And I think you said the tortoise tends to live like almost 200 years?
Yeah, 200 plus years.
200. And what about the whale? I don't know.
The whale, that's same.
Oh, so many, many years. And that's one of the things where less produces more.
Yes, here is less is more. The less the number of time you breathe and the less the number of time your heart beats per minute, the longer you live.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jim, you're all about chewing more, portion control. Portion control, you were mentioning before we began broadcasting today that the size of the bowl for whether it's ice cream or the location where the food is. Talk a little about that. That was kind of unique or intriguing.
You know, we did a study, probably 10 years ago now, on size of the bowl. We gave people, as they went through the cafeteria line at Bevere Hall over at the University of Illinois, we gave them a big bowl, a big spoon, and a big scoop, and they went through the line, and then we switched it, and we were giving them a smaller spoon, smaller scoop, smaller bowl. And they ate half as much, and they were about as satisfied. And so we did this CBS Morning Show about a decade ago. And on the CBS Morning Show, we ran a study where they brought in two groups of people, and we ran live on TV. And it turned out the same way. We gave people the little bowls, and we'd ask them, are you full? Are you satisfied? As a matter of fact, the guy on the blind side, Michael Moore, he was one of the acting students we brought in to do the test. So he's this big guy, and you can go online and you can see a little snippet of the CBS Morning Show on my website.
And your website is?
It's drjimpainter.com.
Drjimpainter.com.
Right. And so you can see this little video. It's only 3 or 4 minutes long. But I went up to him. He got one of the small bowls. And he's this big guy. He's eating with a little tiny spoon. He can't even hold it with two little fingers. He's trying to hold his spoon as he's eating. He finished his bowl, and I said, did you have enough? And he goes, I said, really? You're a big guy? He goes, no, I'm fine. I said, are you sure? And he goes, yes. Well, at the end of the program, then we brought out the bowls, and he saw that he got a small one. He said, you cheated me, Dr. Painter. You cheated me. I said, I asked you 3 times. He said, I want more now. Okay. Once he had seen the bowl was full, and he ate the whole thing, he was satisfied until he saw someone had a bigger bowl. And so what is it about bowl, the size of the thing that does it? I don't know the chemistry or physiology of what happens, but it happens that way every time. When we have a complete bowl or plate or of anything, we think we have a whole portion. When we're done, we're done.
Right.
And that's why last time we talked about the spaghetti. When you take the spaghetti, take half of it off in the restaurant, spread it out over the plate, you finish eating everything. And you're done. Finish it. Something tells you you've had enough. And so when you're at home, having smaller plates, bowls, glasses, cups, tends to make you eat and drink less. And again, we did this at a commercial food service. They went from like a 9-inch plate to an 8 3/4 or 8 1/2. They shrunk it by a half inch. They saved enough money in a year to pay for all their new dishes because people took less on the plate and threw less food away.
Right.
So just changing the size of the container makes a difference.
Somewhere I heard, and I don't know, maybe it's been rubbing shoulders with you over the past few weeks, but I know there's some cultures that you have a sweet after the dinner or something, and I love a little candy bar or something. It's just, I don't know if it's a habit, but they say really after the first few bites, that's all you really need. If you could control after that, your body's kind of, I need that little sweet. But we tend to, like you said, if it's a supersized candy bar, we eat the whole thing. We eat whatever the quantity is in front of us. But they said you could get by with just a smaller portion of that same treat and be just as satisfied. It's just out of habit we eat the whole thing.
I think it's exactly right. My daughter-in-law came to me one day and said, there's something ridiculous about you in Better Homes and Gardens. This little painter says little candies are evil. Mm. And I said, okay, what does that mean? It just means that if you have a little tiny candy bar that doesn't tell you how much you've had, you just eat 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Right.
Where if you have a whole candy bar, when you finish the candy bar, you're done because the candy bar is gone. And that principle works in about anything that we eat.
Now, Dr. Z, do you have any thoughts on breathing patterns when we eat or how we should eat? Dr. Jim here with his nutrition background, but how does breathing enter into our eating time?
Yes, it's mentioned in the book, Let's Breathe Mindfully. So in that book, I have explained that when you chew, when you put food in your mouth and you count the number of times you chew as you breathe in, and the number of times you chew as you breathe out. And we can start with 4 chewing, biting, chewing as you breathe in, and four as you breathe out. And that is 8 bites per breath. Now increase that to 4 plus to 5, 5 plus 5 is 10, increase it to 6, 6 times chewing as you slowly breathe in and 6 times as you breathe out. You can come up to 10 as you breathe in, 10 chewing as you breathe out, 20 breath. And I tell you, this breathing combined with this breathing in and breathing out, the number of chewing, even you get and probably you can get a satiety, the satisfaction, by much early, and you probably could eat much less. This is just a hypothesis.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, knowing that my rate of digestion, Jim Gunther, a good friend, he says, Mark, you're kind of like a cow. When you get food in front of you, you just keep eating and shoveling it down. Or I go without eating for a long time. I have that tendency. I can go 10, 12 hours, no problem. But when I eat, I eat. And so for somebody that's tuned in and they're driving to work or they're thinking they're going to have lunch or whatever, how does that work? So they sit down. We're going to have to be breaking some bad habits.
Yes.
I have a habit of while I eat, I multitask. And I talked about that last week where I sign thank yous to the listeners or I'm reading something or I'm even talking on the phone. So how do we be more cognizant of the chewing and the breathing?
Breathing, yes. The first few times it may take a little bit of attention. And you'll be surprised. Soon, you'll be almost semi-automatically doing it. I'm chewing 5 times as I breathe in and chewing 5 times as I breathe out. Then increase the chewing per breath. And that increase in, that improves your respiratory fitness. As well as, mouth is the first digestive organ in your body. And see the cow you mentioned. It swallows everything because it has to run from the lion or the tiger. But they go and comfortably lie down and they have four stomach. So they ruminate. They chew the cud.
Yeah.
Now, when they bring it up, so we are in humans, we don't have four stomachs. Yeah. We have only, so this cow's function, we have to put together. So when we are chewing, we should chew like a cow. And like ruminating, chewing more times, and then I just brought in breathing as a way to measure it and enjoy both.
So I should thank Jim when he says I eat like a cow, because that's a compliment. I'll have to think about that. Now, Jim, I know you live a pretty high-octane life and busy to and fro. Have you consciously been aware of the breathing? I guess I never attribute breathing to eating. Now, I can chew more, and I can think about, okay, slow down and chew more, but I don't ever think about breathing when I eat. So is that a natural? Will that naturally
happen? Okay. That's why mindfully.
Okay.
And that's why that's again a concept that I have put together. Interestingly, nobody has ever mentioned associated with your breathing in and breathing out. I just brought it in because anyway we need to breathe to eat.
Right.
So why don't we have these two very important function paired together?
Okay, so a listener's thinking, okay, it's going to be lunchtime in a few hours. They take that bite of the sandwich. Now, how is that breathing? Kind of walk me through so I can kind of visualize. And so they're chewing, and then when are they breathing? Because I guess I don't think about breathing while I'm chewing.
It's interesting, but you are chewing.
Right.
Because it's just...
you are breathing.
Yeah. So as you are breathing, chew one, chew two, chew three, chew four. Then we are breathing out. You chew one, chew two, chew three, chew four.
Okay.
That's the basic. Then you increase the number.
Okay. Well, Jim, how has your eating habits been altered with the breathing? Have you kind of worked those two together very well?
Haven't worked those two together as everything else he's taught me about breathing, and he made me conscious of it when I'm walking, when I'm laying down at night before I go to bed, doing the deep breathing. In those situations, I've used it a lot, and it's just an amazing thing, hanging out with him for a while, how much more conscious I am of that and how it makes me just yawn. If I will do the deep breathing like he taught me, I can do it 3 times in a row, and there's never been a time I haven't started yawning afterwards because it relaxes me completely. So, yeah, I haven't done as well with the eating and chewing. I'm more like you. I just fuel.
Yeah. Food is to allow us to move forward on other things.
That's right.
I appreciate you, Dr. Z, that you've had a heart for our Great News Radio listeners, and you're putting together these free wellness workshops. And if you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see the little tab, Wellness. And if you click on that, you can sign up for an upcoming wellness workshop. And when you go through the wellness workshop, I think it's going to be around 45 minutes, and then you're going to have some demonstrations where we'll walk around the mall right here.
Even chewing, we will demonstrate.
And we'll have to figure out some little snack food. Jim, you can help us on that. Like, what can we have people practicing chewing that they will all enjoy, or a variety of things?
So walking and chewing and the little floor exercises. You will probably have a little mat there. Mm-hmm. And it is just the things that are described in the books.
Mm-hmm. And those books are available here at the Great News Radio Center. Let's Breathe Mindfully, Let's Move Mindfully, and then a special little flyer about improving your balance, prevent falls. It's a three-pack deal, if you will, for $10. And then Jim's book is Let's Eat Mindfully by Jim Painter with his great assistant, Rosemary Painter, who's a part of our English conversation classes. And we appreciate Rosie. In fact, she'll be on a future morning program, we'll introduce her to you. But with these wellness workshops, you're going to literally take them through the importance of breathing, which helps in all areas of life. It helps with sleeping, with eating, with moving. Yeah. But breathing is fundamental to everything, right? You don't breathe, you don't live. And Jim, with you, an important aspect of your diet is knowing what you're eating, knowing why you're eating it, or enjoying it while you're eating it, because there's a lot of things that might be tasty but aren't good for you.
Right, and there's just lots of techniques that we can use, because almost everybody wants to eat less. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is fighting the battle of the bulge, and we've given a number of ideas already. And one of them at home is, if it's not there, you don't eat it. And wanted some Oreo cookies one time, and I thought, that wife of mine has not bought me any Oreo cookies, and it goes on for 2 weeks. And then I find them on the top shelf. I didn't know they were there, and I didn't eat them. And so proximity and visibility of food makes a difference. I always wondered, around the holidays, you have bowls of candy out. How much more do you eat? There was no research on it, so we did some studies with the ladies at the University of Illinois, and we put candy kisses on the desk, and then we put them in the desk drawer, 4 inches below it and out of sight. And consumption decreased by 30%. Mm-hmm. How would you like to eat 30% less and not know it? And then we put it in a cabinet where you had to stand up 2 meters away and get it. That decreased consumption by 60%. 60% less. And it's of the snack foods that we want to have less of anyway. So it's just another technique. If you don't want to eat it, then don't have it within reach and don't have it visible. I would buy candy and put it in the technology office down the hall. I'd buy it for them, and I had to get up, walk down the hall, and get it. And I didn't have it sitting in my office, because if I did, I would eat it. So you can't have treats if you want them, but you just have to have ways that you don't overeat on them.
Right, right. Yeah, I think the discipline part, so many people have started this New Year's with resolutions, and then they faltered or failed or feel defeated because they didn't have the wherewithal to resist the temptation. But it could be as simple as, like I had mentioned last week, I have to oftentimes stay away from those all-you-can-eat buffets, because part of me wants to get a good deal. I want to get my money's worth. I don't know what side of me is. I got to get my money's worth. And so I overeat, and it's hard to just go for one, because it's like I paid for all I can eat. Why just go with one plate? I don't know. That's, you know.
And so the idea of willpower, if we have to trust in our willpower, we usually fail. Right. And did we have willpower for the last 10,000 years, and all of a sudden we lost it in the last 30? Now, I don't think that's it. I think the environment changed. So these little things that we've talked about on how to change the environment helps us eat less without having to have great willpower, which most of us do not have.
Yeah, I like what you said, where you have to physically get up, and exert some energy, and you might say, I'm just going to stay here on the couch.
<That's right. laughs>
So you're battling two different things. And if you do get up, at least you are exercising a little. Maybe you put it into the basement. Maybe the soft drinks are in the basement refrigerator.
It's hard to get
to.
Yeah. You know, I used to have a whole, I love milkshakes, so I have this big milkshake. Halfway through, I'm full. Three quarters of the way, I'm stuffed. I'm almost done. I want to throw up, but I eat it because I bought it. Yeah. And so I'll get the medium, I'll get the small, I'll get the kitty shake. And if I sip it slowly, I enjoy the kitty shake more than the big one.
Yeah. Well, Great News Radio listener, another Wellness Tuesday under our belts, if you will. Hey, that's kind of like a...
yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, another bad one out of Mark. But these books are available at the Great News Radio Center. Let's Breathe Mindfully, Let's Move Mindfully, and Dr. Jim Painter's recent book just released a few weeks ago, Let's Eat Mindfully. So if you stop by the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, you can pick up copies, and I wholeheartedly encourage you to read these, but better yet, sign up for one of our free wellness workshops where this material will be covered, and you'll get to meet both of these fine gentlemen in person with faith stories that, if you missed out on, are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just look for Jim Painter's name or Dr. Alex Zachariah, and so those are archived a few weeks back. Well, another Wellness Tuesday is upon us, and I hope you'll eat properly, breathe properly, and move properly in the days ahead so you can maximize what God wants to do in and through you today. Let me close out the program with a reading of an email that I recently sent out to those involved in the Wellness Workshop program. Dear Wellness Workshop participants and inquirers, thank you so much for attending or showing an interest in the Great News Radio Wellness Program. We're in the process of fine-tuning and adjusting the program to make it a better experience for you. We're excited in some of the changes that we've made and are excited at the ideas that have been generated from input of those attending thus far. And we'll be launching a brand new seminar this Thursday. We will begin our new wellness program with a unique four-part series. February 9th, Enriching Daily Living at Home. February 16th, Enriching Activities Away from the Home. February 23rd, Enhancing Leisure Activities. And March 2nd, Active Sitting and Restful Sleep. Each of these classes will conclude with an optional 15-minute walk, but please don't worry if you can't walk for that long. These wellness program classes will be held, and you can pick one of these three options, 9 to 10 a.m., 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., or 6 to 7 p.m. All classes will be held at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. One of our goals is to establish ongoing Great News Radio wellness walking groups. Whether it's your small group, neighborhood friends, work colleagues, Sunday school class, etc., we welcome you to form a wellness walking group or join our Great News Radio walking club. Dr. Alex Zachariah will oversee these walking groups, providing map routes and personally assisting in a variety of ways. Second, we are excited to let you know about our brand new in-progress 10-week wellness seminar. We are currently contacting area people who specialize in a variety of fields and professions that can equip you with information, techniques, and tips to lead a more overall healthy life and encourage general well-being in the many facets of life. We are currently finalizing the list of specialists in their fields, so be on the watch for email listings and speakers and dates of the wellness seminar. Because we believe that we are to be good stewards of our entire lives to God's glory, we are offering the new wellness program to provide all of us with useful information from believers who have studied and specialized in their fields. We hope you will join us and let others know about the program too. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.